Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for March 8th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today, Anthropic Red Teaming Firefox, some really sharp insights on prompting LLMs for code, the Go ecosystem quietly taking over, and some sobering numbers on tech employment.
Yeah, today's a good one. There's this really clear thread running through everything. AI is moving past the chatbot phase and into real infrastructure-level tooling. Let's get into it.
So the big story. Anthropic partnered with Mozilla to use their AI red team to actually harden Firefox's codebase. And this isn't a vague announcement. They pointed models at real browser code, found real vulnerabilities, and Mozilla shipped fixes. The results are public.
That's a huge deal. We're talking about one of the most security-conscious open-source organizations on the planet saying, yeah, AI-assisted security auditing works well enough that we'll ship patches based on it. That sets a bar for everyone.
Exactly. And the practical takeaway is immediate. You can start doing this today. Feed your codebase to Claude or a similar model module by module. Give it your threat model and treat the output like a junior security auditor's report. Useful signal, but verify everything.
Right. And what's wild is the opportunity this opens up. If you're building developer tools, integrating automated security review into CI/CD pipelines is just wide open right now. 6 months from now, every major browser and OS vendor will either build or buy this capability. The window to be early is closing fast.
And for solo devs and small teams, you just got access to security review that used to require a dedicated security team. That's a massive leveling of the playing field.
Love it. All right, what else is happening in AI land?
So there's a really detailed breakdown making the rounds, showing that LLMs write dramatically better code when you define acceptance criteria first. Essentially, it's TDD for prompting you write your test cases before asking the model for the implementation.
That's interesting because it's such a simple change, but it makes total sense. You're giving the model a concrete definition of correct before it starts writing. If you're using AI coding assistance and you're not doing this, it's probably the single highest leverage tweak you can make.
Also worth flagging, there's a new design language called Impeccable that gives AI code generators structured design constraints so their UI output actually looks good. If you're building with tools like VZ or Claude Artifacts, feeding design tokens into your prompts could meaningfully improve visual quality.
Oh, that's clever. Because right now the code AI generates works fine, but often looks like it was designed by committee in the dark. Giving it a real design system to work within, that's a smart approach.
And one more, there's a Claude Code plugin called Claude HUD that surfaces context usage, active tools, running agents, and progress in real time. If you're a heavy Claude Code user, this is the observability layer you've been wanting.
Honestly, understanding when you're burning context on the wrong things has been one of my biggest pain points. Link in the briefing for that one. Definitely checking it out.
Okay, let's talk developer tools, because the Go ecosystem is having a moment. First up, UUIDs are coming to Go's standard library. No more importing third-party packages for basic UUID generation.
Finally! That's one fewer dependency and one fewer supply chain surface. It's a small thing, but it matters, especially when you multiply it across every Go project out there.
And then there's Wales continuing to trend as the Go alternative to Electron. Smaller binaries, native rendering, no embedded Chromium. Bubble Tea and Lipgloss are dominating 2UI development. There's even GoPede, a cross-platform download manager built with Go and Flutter.
So you can now build polished desktop apps, beautiful terminal interfaces, and CLI tools, all without leaving Go. The ecosystem has matured to the point where it's a genuine full-stack option for developer tooling. That's a pretty significant shift.
One more that caught my eye, Key Editor. It operates directly on the abstract syntax tree instead of raw text. So structural edits like swapping arguments, extracting a function, wrapping in an if block, those become single operations.
Okay, that's fascinating. Like Vim-level precision, but at the semantic level. I feel like every developer has wished for exactly this at some point. or 30 minutes to evaluate for sure.
Also, a nasty gotcha for anyone using Dapper with SQL Server. C-pound strings get sent as nvarchar by default, which causes implicit conversion on varchar columns and silently kills your index performance. The fix is specifying db type ANSI string explicitly.
Boo! That's one of those bugs that'll have you tearing your hair out for weeks because everything looks correct on the surface. If you're running Dapper, audit your queries now.
All right, shifting gears to something more sobering. The numbers are in. Tech employment has now fallen below both the 2008 financial crisis and the 2020 COVID crash, over 800 points on Hacker News and nearly 2,000 engagements on Twitter. This is clearly hitting a nerve.
Yeah, that's a double-edged signal. If you're funded, hiring just got cheaper. But if you're bootstrapping, you need to plan for longer runways and pickier enterprise buyers. The market is tight, and people are feeling it.
On the security front, there's a great deep dive into the shady world of IP leasing. How IP address blocks get bought, leased, and abused. If you're doing IP-based rate limiting or fraud detection, your assumptions about what an IP address actually means might be dangerously wrong.
That's one of those things where the mental model most developers carry is like 10 years out of date. The link's in the briefing, worth reading if you touch anything related to abuse prevention.
And there's a fun one. Someone built a CSS-only proof-of-humanity mechanism. It won't replace CAPTCHAs, but using rendering engine behavior as a bot detection signal is a genuinely creative direction.
I love that. Using the browser's own rendering quirks against bots. It's the kind of lateral thinking that keeps the web interesting.
So zooming out, two big threads today. First, AI is moving from content generation to infrastructure-level tooling, security auditing, design systems, browser agents. It's embedding into the workflows developers actually use.
And second, the Go ecosystem is quietly consolidating. Standard library UUIDs, Wales for desktop, Bubble Tea for TUI. You can now ship polished cross-platform apps entirely in Go. If you're building developer tools, those two trends together tell you exactly where to aim.
That's the briefing for March 8th. All the links are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, keep building.
See you next time, folks.